Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, family. Welcome, welcome. 2022. Welcome to Khadija's Cafe. I am Khadija Stewart, your host, and I want to welcome everyone back. It's been like it seems forever, right? Well, we've got an exciting show, packed show tonight, family. I want everyone who's listening, all of our old listeners that are welcoming and coming back in, thank you so much for continuing to join us. Please, please, and make sure you listen in, tune in, get your paper and pen. And I want to welcome any new listeners. You know, there's some new people out there that may have seen some things or heard about Khadija's Cafe. We are going into a new direction this year. I'm so excited. We are having a new theme this year called Level Up. Yes, Level Up, family. We are going to level up in our business lives, and we're going to level up in our personal lives. You know, I give a little bit of information and some tips and some direction in both parts because that's exactly what I do, right? DJ, develop it just as it happens. So I want to go ahead and jump right in and talk a little bit about why this year is Level Up. And I don't know if my business partner out there, Tikwa Scarborough, is listening or not, but she was a key point to this. So I'm never one of these people that does this whole New Year's resolution thing. This is what I'm doing this year. But this year I felt the need to do that. I don't know if it's COVID. I don't know if, oh, gosh, I have now teenagers and adults as children. I don't know if maybe that's what made me look at things that way, but I decided, you know, she asked the question, what's your word for 2022? And I had to really stop and think. You know, I'm pretty good with words for the most part, but that stopped me in my tracks. What word do you want to represent with your goals and your aspirations and all of your hard work? What word do you want to use? And the word was leap. L-E-A-P, leap. So this year I am leaping into things that I've put on hold, put in that file, filed away, stuck in a bag. You guys know those things. Family, you know, those things that we kind of say, oh, we're going to get to it, right? Mm-mm. We're going to take a leap and level up. So that's why I'm excited about today's show. I'm going to tell you a little bit about it, but my first guest is going to be Khadija Sevin, the producer of the show, who was so gracious to actually bring this platform available for Khadija's Cafe. So she's going to talk about that journey a little bit in a few. But I want to give my quote, my monthly quote, right? And that quote is, move opportunities into the accomplishing pile. Don't wait to turn a possibility into a success. What do we mean by the accomplishing pile? We set goals, but are we doing something every day to accomplish those goals? Are we jotting down? Are we noting? Are we organizing? Are we keeping that list of accomplishments as we go along the way? Are we allowing them to pile up? Because other than that, we don't really feel like that joy and the benefit of our work until after we're done. But if you have an accomplishment pile, keep track of what you're accomplishing along the way. You can turn those possibilities directly into success, family. So that's my monthly quote and my share. But this year I'm going to focus on my shares in dealing with us leveling up and building healthier bodies, minds, spirituality, and finances through building that whole business ownership conversation in our communities and our families and our personal and even our business lives, right? But let's start talking about business as a way of earning income and not a way that's kind of, oh, I'll get to it, or, oh, when I think I have everything I need, or I'm not quite sure how to do that. Let's level up. Let's level up this year, family. Let's do it. And I want to talk about the leveling up of spirituality because we all know if you listen to Khadija Sevin's show, Wonderful Approach, you get to hear a lot about spirituality. And I love her approach into spirituality. So we're going to talk a little bit about that in a few with her. All right? But I want us to know who we are in this level up. So, okay, I said I'm going to do this. I said I'm going to do that. But who do I want to become after I level up? Because remember, that's the purpose of leveling up, right? To put us in that next step, that next phase of who we become as better people, as better business owners, as better parents, as better children to our parents, as better community members, It's better executives and bosses, right? Everybody has their level up. Let's start looking at it that way. And when I say family, you guys know I have a broad community of people that I deal with in personal and business, and it's not really one particular race. But in this respect, I want to talk directly to the African-American and the minority race. And I want to talk about our large numbers for chronic illnesses, mental and physical and financial struggles, and how it's impacted us generationally. So we're going to get into that this year, family. Yes, we are. I'm not going to get into it a whole lot tonight. We'll talk a little bit about it. Could be the 7 and 9 most likely. But I definitely want us to talk about how there's some things that we say to each other, some things that we do on a regular basis that starts to impact generations and we don't even realize it, right? So I want us to level up. Let's level up. So there's some things that we've developed over a period of time in our life experiences, and we need to put that into the pot of our accomplishment pile. Right? So when we level up, it doesn't always mean leaving everything behind. Sometimes we take some things with us. I know a lot of times in this new age, we talk about doing things from a perspective of leaving things behind. But what are we going to take with us? Right? So let's go. Let's read and research and plan and spend time and money and energy and things that are only going to allow us to level up. Let's break those chains of negativity. So family, get your drink together. In my cup tonight, I have chamomile, ginger, and lemon. So what are you sipping on tonight, family? Water, tea, coffee, sparkling drink, whatever your pleasure is, because we're going to the cafe tonight to talk. Family, this leads me into this exciting news of Khadija 7 coming on. I think she'll be here in a few with us. She'll let me know exactly when she's going to come in. And I see you guys are calling in. I'm so excited. But Khadija and I want to chit-chat for a minute. After she and I chit-chat, then I'm going to have you guys answer some questions. I'm going to have you talk about your level ups. Then I have my featured guest, Zaina Muhammad, an artist turned entrepreneur. I'm so excited because I was with her at the very beginning of her brainstorm idea of becoming an entrepreneur. Family, hang in there with us. Let's go ahead and get ready. I'm ready, Khadija 7. Let's chat. Let's talk about leveling up.
Hey, I am so excited. How about?
yes, welcome. Thank you so much. I always say thank you. You know I'm a thank you person, right? You always hear me say to you, go to the word. But thank you for joining tonight. And I want you just to kind of share in with the callers, what's this journey of Zita's Cafe that you saw before I even saw it?
Heck, I knew. We had been talking back and forth, Facebook friends, and I love all Khadijas. All Khadijas are special. All of them are like these magnanimous people. They're huge. They're bigger than life. And this little woman, I mean, because she's petite and she has this, you know, very soft voice. And I'm like, wow, there's so much power and strength here. And she's doing business. Business is my first language. You know, I have a bachelor's in accounting, and I have an MBA with a specialization in taxation. So numbers are my thing. But you make numbers make sense on some of the most basic levels. And I was like, these are numbers for everybody. Everybody can get this. And it really, really, I was so impressed with it. And I felt a little guilty for being the only one hearing our conversations. I said, oh, no, this has got to stop. We've got to take this to the air. And that's what we did. And it's been awesome. Some of the words,
Thank you so much.
You have shared and some of the women that have shared with you, I always take notes because I learn from everyone. But then I'm finding I'm having 4 and 5 other conversations and I'm forwarding the link to people. And, hey, you got to check this out. Hey, you have to check that out. And I'm super excited about tonight because my own son, who is an artist, who's a photographer, and he's working on, he wants to formally set up his business. And we've been going through, okay, what's an EIN? What is this? And, you know, because business is my first language, it's so exciting to teach him this. And he's really excited about the idea of I can be an artist and a business owner at the same time.
Yeah.
And it's so impactful. And so I have quite a few babies, part of a wonderful approach, that are extremely creative. And that's what they want to do, but they've been listening to the 40-40 plan, 40 hours, 40 years, and then you get a watch. And they're just like, I don't want to. And I'm like, you don't have to. You don't have to. So they're all listening like, please tell us how to do this so that we don't have to get sucked into what everyone else is doing. They just, you know, artists are so special because they move in a different rhythm, and they should be allowed to, you know? So
they bring so much to us. They bring so much to our mental.
They do.
Our mental. Oh, my God. And I don't think they even realize sometimes what they offer with
Absolutely.
Us. I'm so excited to have Dana on. So tell your son for me, give him a great big high five, because, you know, when young people are looking at entrepreneurship, I'm saying, yay, I'm that cheerleader.
Yes.
So great.
Yes. And we have to begin to offer people different ideas. And the programs that you've done, people can access them through Blog Talk. But you did a show and really helped me to understand that there are a lot of women that want to work but don't want to leave the house. And so that whole program was about work. How do I make this work where I'm at with what I have?
Yeah,
and I said, this is just ingenious, you know. So that's always been my vision, to share with everybody else what I've had the luxury of seeing, you know.
Well, I thank you, because you make it easy for me. You know, people, especially in radio and television, people see all of and hear, you know, the person is out front, but the person in the background, you know, we have to give thanks for that. And a lot of times it's even the person that sees you trying to do things and give the platform. So I thank you for that. I do. Because a lot of people have told me, you know, they've listened in, they've heard things, and they've learned. And that's the whole purpose. Why are we here if we're not sharing to help each other level up?
That's right. And 2022 is a great year for leveling up. When you said leap, I was like, everyone should be in the air, literally. This is a great year for that. Whatever seeds you have planted are going to harvest. They're going to harvest. But the thing is, you got to plant the seed. You know, you have to be willing to do the work, put that leap out there. So when you said it, it resonated. I was like, I'm with you. I'm with you on that. You know, but sometimes we need a little encouragement to get there, and we need to know, okay, we'll be all right. That's what's called the marketing department. That's when they call you, okay? That's what I call you and say, make this make sense. I don't get it, okay?
Right. And that's what I tell my clients all the time. They apologize. Well, I should have known this. And No. That's why you hire a business coach. That's why you hire, like you said, the marketing department. You get the people.
Yes.
It's called outsourcing, folks. We don't have to know it all to go into business.
Yes.
We don't.
Absolutely.
We don't.
Absolutely.
You know, that's my first level.
And that pulls away from your art.
pulls
away from your art. If you are a baker, you should be spending your time baking, you know, not trying to balance spreadsheets, not trying to do all this. Allow that to be someone else's art, you know, because it really is an art form, you know. Let them do that art. Absolutely.
And you
I'm thankful for the people.
My
like
motto
you.
Is if you have a skill, you should be making money. You know, that's my attitude.
Absolutely.
Right? If there's a skill out there, you're the janitor and you've been a janitor, I say it again, at a school, at a factory, I don't care where you've been cleaning toilets and washing floors. But if you've been doing that for 10, 15 years of your life, you can own a janitorial company. You can own a cleaning company. It's nothing that says you can't, because you have a skill. I know I cut you off a little, Khadija. It just, I get excited when I talk about and I see these businesses, because I've been blessed the past year to actually work side by side with people with just nothing more than ideas, right? And helping them turn them into actual business plans and working businesses. episodes. Can we take a few calls today, to you and I?
Absolutely. Absolutely. All you have to do, if you'd like to speak, is press 1. That lets me at the switchboard know, hey, I'd like to join the conversation. And these are awesome conversations, okay? I always learn so much. And it's just a joy to be with such a powerful group of women. You know, this, and I know the men folks ring in too, but the women,
yeah,
what I've heard have been incredible. And I'm like, okay, I'm with my tribe, like DJ always says. I'm with my tribe.
Yes.
They're my people, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, yes.
Okay,
we
so we're
going to
bring up the first caller in. Yes.
Yeah.
Hold for just one moment.
Good evening. Good evening,
oh, yeah,
caller. Hello. Are you with us? Good evening. This is DJ's Cafe. How are you?
They may have hit one accidentally.
Oh,
which all you have to do, Chris, press 1, and that lets us know that you're interested in joining this conversation. While we're waiting, you know, we can continue on this great conversation. You know, if you don't mind, if I could take 3 minutes of your time, you had you are an awesome master of social media. This is something I have not quite gathered. I'm still learning, and there's a bit of a learning curve for me. But you had posted something about speaking about the differences between formal education and learning, you know, just learning the trade. And we were back and forth on it and everything else like that. And I think that's a very important conversation when you're speaking to business owners about understanding the nature and understanding of business and either the need or lack of need for the formal education. Do you have
most
3 minutes to do that?
I'll try, right? So social media is something that I had no formal education training in it myself. I researched.
Mm-hmm.
But I found social media, to be honestly, it's just someplace where you're social. Just as you would be if you walked into a restaurant, a bookstore, a store, a shop, be yourself. I think a lot of times we try to be what we think everyone else wants us to be or what we think everyone else is doing. But honestly, that is the one key thing I can say in 3 minutes about social media, is that you have to be authentic to be. And I've often posted pictures of myself or experiences or even with my own children, and I caution that sometimes, that are real authentic experiences that I'm having, because remember, the whole point in social media is for you to be social with people, and I think we forget that sometimes. We're so busy trying to give this image, you know. Let's start forgetting about images. Let's start having real conversations with each other again.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you've got to start, especially when we're talking about business, don't be afraid to put yourself out there. If people don't know, they can't support you.
Yes,
I do not like taking pictures. I don't think I'm photogenic. It is painful. It's painful. It's just not my thing. But when I said, okay, no, I want people to interact with me, I've kind of got to show them me. You have to see I'm a real person. I have real issues. Some days my smile is crooked, and it's okay. You know,
yes,
really just being, I think, authentic with people gives them an opportunity to, you know, really get to know you and then also start to build trust with you. You know, it starts in those types of spaces, because if you're hiding behind pictures that aren't you, if you're hiding behind something that just is non-related, then it doesn't give people an opportunity to make those very important connections.
This is so true. Oh, my goodness. I couldn't have said it better. You know, you have to really be willing to take that leap. Take that
Absolutely.
Leap. And understand that, you know, the whole concept of media does not have to be this made-up place. It really can be who you authentically are. It can be. It can. So, look at it. You hit that one perfectly.
Absolutely. I would like for more people to share. I would like for more authors to feel comfortable putting their picture, no matter what they look like, put their picture on the book. I would like to have more people being willing to, you know, just kind of be their natural self with social media. And even in your business sense, don't be afraid to be who you are in your business sense. Because who you are, because you are unique, is going to attract someone that is looking for you, you know, and there are people out there looking for you, whatever you're doing. You know, there can be, you know, 10 different bakers out there, but if you tell people you use a special blah, 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 and you show them, then they're going to be like, I want that. I want to experience that. I want to try that. And so it just is another way of getting that specialty, getting that unique thing that makes you out there.
That niche.
Yes.
That's what we call the niche.
Yes.
You know, we say that word
Absolutely.
All the time. Hear it. That branding, that niche. You know, but
Absolutely.
Be authentic in building that as well. Don't add powdered sugar if you're supposed to have raw sugar. You know,
exactly.
Don't add cornstarch if you're supposed to have flour. Use exactly what it is that's going to build your niche. Make it authentic.
Yes.
You know, be the D-I-J-A-H, develop it just as it happens. And that's how I do all of my programs and everything under business. And so many people say, well, what does that mean? What does that mean? And I had an experience there with a client where he caught it. And he's like, oh, I get it. But that's my niche, right? You may not get me right away. You
right.
may have to take a couple of bites. But,
exactly.
build who you are authentically.
Hey, how wonderful, how wonderful. Well, look, I feel so honored to have been presented here, spoken to. I mean, I really have a passion for business, for small business. I look for small business. Before I go buy soap from Walmart, I'm like, who's making soap, you know, who's making
incense,
who, and I tell people, to make your disposable product, they're disposable, I'll buy more, make this, I want to make it, I don't care if I have to ship it, and honestly, I don't care if I have to pay an extra dollar for it, I'm okay with that.
Thank you.
I want to buy
Thank
it
you.
From a person, you know, and so, please get out there and let's continue, you know, building that. Well, I don't want to keep you. I know you have a caller coming on, and I know your time is very prime time. So I just want to
thank you for
the consideration.
All of the jewels, thank you for all of the jewels. You know, I'm sorry. I keep saying thank you. You know, I'm a thank you person. I can't help it.
Absolutely. So are you ready for your caller?
Sure. If Dana's available, Dana, let's jump into it. I would love to introduce Dana Muhammad, the artist. I say artist because, oh, my goodness, Dana's artwork to me. And if you guys have seen the post on Facebook, you saw Malcolm X, Miles Davis, right, and Madam C.J. Walker. Oh, my gosh. She doesn't just give you some work. She doesn't just give you some thoughts. She gives you expressions, emotions, feelings, and all of her work. And we talked about almost, I think, a year and a half ago, 2 years, and now she's actually turned it into commissioned artwork, and I love it. So without further ado, Dana is with us. Are you there, Dana? I think she's still coming in. I can't wait for you guys to meet her.
Walaikum salam. How are you?
Good evening. Good evening.
Good.
How are you?
How are you?
Good.
I'm good.
Welcome to Deidre's Cafe.
Thank you.
As you heard, was talking a little bit about your beautiful artwork and how it speaks to me. If you could talk to my callers a little bit about your journey from
full-time job and just doing art as a hobby to actually saying, you know what, I think I should charge for this?
So, actually, I've never done it as a hobby. I started back in 2017, and it actually became my therapy. And this therapy and this skill has just basically become profitable.
That explains why your work speaks to me so heavy and it's so much emotion.
Yes. Oh, definitely a lot of emotion.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to say I started back in 2017 just by chance. I've always loved art. I thought I was going to be an art teacher or a fashion designer when I was a kid. I used up all the notebook paper my mom gave me. But once I, you know, had my children, got married, I really stepped away from it. It wasn't until my youngest daughter went off to college and she kind of pushed me into doing some work for her to hang in her dorm. Apartment, and then Prince died on me, and I love Prince, and I sketched him up, showed it to an artist friend of mine back in Virginia, and she just pushed me right into an oil painting class. I had no clue what I was doing when I walked into the classroom, but at least I didn't think I had any clue, but once I got in there, it just came naturally, and that was back, like I said, in 2017, so about 4 years ago.
Okay. So you're giving me some more than what I did. I didn't know all of that before.
Yes, and then, you know, just going through some personal things, I started using it as therapy just to get out of my head with a lot of stuff that was going on personally with myself and my family. And then people started just asking, you know, for me to do commissions for them. And I had no clue that this was going to happen. I had no plans for this to happen. Aisha, my sister-in-law, gave me your information about a year or so ago. And I was like, you know, maybe I need to start doing this where I'm actually making money and it's actually benefiting me more than just my therapy. And doing it the right way because, you know, Uncle Sam is not somebody I want to deal with.
Okay. But there's ways to do it, and you're learning that, right? I always say as a business coach, there's no set way to do business. There's a proper, correct, and legal way to do business, right? But how you manage things, you have to look at your whole lifestyle, which kind of transitions me into that. So what changed for you when you started looking at it as, okay, these are commissioned pieces of work that are going to render me some money as opposed to I'm doing this for therapy? What changed as far as your goals were concerned or what direction you wanted to take things?
Well, after speaking with you and finding out that there's so many other benefits that I can get from making this a profitable thing, as far as helping pay, you know, pay my rent through the business, being able to write off certain things that I purchased, like my paint, my canvases, all of my equipment. I can write all that off on my taxes, and that is definitely beneficial and something that I really, really am looking forward to because, you know, I have to make this work for me more than just handing them over to decorate everybody's house in this area.
I love it. See, you're giving, I love this show, and I love when guests come on such as yourself, Dana, where you give, I call it the real skinny of what it's like to be a business owner, right? Because, you know, we see all of these social media posts and you see everything, but you're giving some real life experiences of how you have to look at your money You know what I mean? It's not like, okay, I can just make this money possibly, right? But I have to look at it that
right.
way. Right. And one last
question.
That pressure feeling, does it ever affect your work? And I know that's a question I'm sure a lot of artists are listening in to hear.
Say, ask that again.
So the pressure feeling, you know, okay, well, I have to make money. This is work, and this is not just me. It's not a hobby. It's a business for you.
No,
so that pressure of
this
needs to render money, does it ever affect your work?
This is not my livelihood. I do work for the
okay.
government.
Okay.
So I do have a 9-to-5, as you would say. So
right.
I try not to let, because this is a therapy for me, I try not to let this overwhelm what I'm actually doing. Because if I get overwhelmed,
mm-hmm.
I'm not going to be able to produce. And I'm the only one that's doing this, and I've got commissions lined up. And if I can't work, I can't move this stuff out. And
right.
and I am not in the mood to be handing over refunds to anybody when they make their deposit.
That's
so,
right.
I do recreate at my own pace. And
okay.
if people that commission me can't handle my pace, I mean, they really, because, you know, art is not a necessity. They don't have to have it.
Right,
so
right,
if they can't,
right.
if they can't go with my flow, then, you know, my energy is for me and not for everyone else.
That also explains why your work speaks as it does to me. It does. You put into it a lot. It does. And if anyone has seen it, you guys look at my Facebook page, definitely. So, Dana, where do we find you? If I look on the internet and I say, okay, fine, I like her painting, how do I get a hold of you? How do I talk to you? How do I, you know, commission a painting?
Khadijah, you're putting me
yes.
on the spot because I don't have a website.
There's other ways. This is a perfect example. You have an
yes.
email, right? You have some
yes.
type
well,
of professional business, something out there. How do we get a hold of you, girl?
So I am on Instagram.
Okay.
And my Instagram name is Dim Brushes. Those are my initials, Dana Yvette Muhammad.
Okay.
Brushes. That's for Instagram. And I also have a Facebook page, Art by Dim Brushes, Dana Yvette. Because I like to put my Dana Yvette on my my portrait because they're way more classy than a lot of commissions
yeah.
I do. So they're just more professional. So I use Dana Yvette for those. But
all of the artists listening out there that have full-time jobs, photographer, artists, all of that category, because you guys are so talented and so broad in what you can bring to the table. What would you say give this one piece of advice to someone coming behind you that you learned that you may do differently or that you may have evaluated?
One thing that I would encourage anyone, because I am not a trained artist, I'm basically a self-taught artist. I did do art in school, but only up to high school. I didn't go to college for it, so I am self-taught. And like I mentioned before, it's all about my energy. If my energy is not positive, if my energy is not,
mm-hmm.
I really cannot do what I do. So protect
mm-hmm.
your energy at all costs. Don't let anybody push you into doing anything that you don't want to do or you're not comfortable doing. When it comes to business aspect of it, look at that sooner than later, because
okay.
I've been doing this for a couple of years, actually making actual decent money off of it, but not doing it in a business aspect.
And
that's something that, especially if you're young, I say get on that sooner than later.
Mm-hmm.
I'm older and I have that, you know, 40-40 going on, so I don't worry so much about it. But a lot of people that are coming up, they don't have that 40-40 mindset.
Mm-hmm.
And it's better for them, a little more business sooner than later. But protect that energy at all costs, all costs.
Mm. I love that, protect the energy. That's important. That's very important. A lot of times we give, excuse me, as personal, as family, as business owners, and we forget that if our energy isn't correct, we can't keep going forward. We just can't. Dana, thank you so much for calling in. I told you I was going to have you, and you came on. Thank you so much. I want to continue to look at your paintings, and eventually I'm going to commission one myself. I have to get me some work.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it. Looking forward to it.
Definitely.
And I'll be reaching out to you really, really soon.
Really, yeah, definitely. And, you know, accountability happy hour right afterwards. So, you know, always.
Girl, I'm going to
be tell everyone, how was that? Yes, that's 8 o'clock on Thursday, the third Thursday after the radio show.
But being here, I'm going to bed.
I understand. Go enjoy your evening. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Have a good evening. Enjoy. Go to bed.
You too. All right. Bye, sweetie.
Peace and blessings. Callers, family, as you can see, it does not take rocket science to become a business owner, definitely. If you want to call in, push number one. You know, let me talk. We have a few more minutes. I can take one caller, Khadija. We can get one person to talk and ask some questions. Give me some comments, some feedback. You guys not like to interact. Do we have anybody calling in? Good evening. How are you? Who do I have on the line?
Wonder. This is Fahasa Lee.
Fahasa Lee, good evening. Assalamu alaikum. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Doing pretty good today. And just
calling in
to make
from
sure
Queen's Kids Closet.
Yabba dabba. Yes.
So what are your thoughts about the show tonight?
Well, I was looking forward to the show. I'm so glad that, you know, the radio show has started back up. This is something that's really nice, kind of like old school, new school thing that you got going on. So I love it. I love it. And I thought it was going to be last night. So I called in last night, and I was like, oh, yeah, today's Wednesday. So, yeah, I called in today, and I'm glad that I made it. And
Definitely. Sahasa is one of my, oh my gracious, I always talk about it. One of my first Mama's Got a Plan business coaching clients. And Sahasa, just really quick, because I got to get ready to come into accountability happy hour in a little bit. She's also a DJ's Cafe member. But talk a little bit about motherhood and business ownership. And we know it's a whole lot of struggles, right? But give me one good thing about motherhood and business ownership. One of those good things that you just, it's the reason you love being a business owner and a mother combined.
I mean, I think it's because the authenticity of it all, you know, it's a lot easier for us to be authentic. You know, we have an excuse for why we can't do it. And by us doing it anyways, I feel like it's more empowering for us and for others, because it kind of like, in a lot of ways, it cuts the excuses, you know, when a person, especially the mothers, can see that, okay, she's doing it, I can do it. But the caveat is you have to embrace your authenticity. If you are hiding behind your excuses, you'll never do it. because we have plenty of excuses. I've got 7 of them running around, you know, 10 total, you know. So the authenticity, just saying, you know, it is what it is, but I'm here anyways. My big struggle has been consistency. And I guess it's just those times when I'm just not really being, like, real with myself and just, you know, not letting everybody see that time that my 4-year-old is just really, you know, giving me that work that day. So I try not to say, okay, I'm going to be there at such and such a time. I'm going to do this or do that, you know, because I feel like, yeah, I just never know. So to show up anyways, I think is empowering not only for myself, but for others, because authenticity, that's what we all need today. There's all kinds of people who work, who have become entrepreneurs. You know, they have to. You know, they it was easier for them to just work their job, but they can't now. You know, so they have to become entrepreneurs. So we just need to start this movement of authenticity to just be like, hey, we're disrupting what it looks like to be an entrepreneur. It's about authenticity.
Yeah. I'm so glad you say that, because, you know, I'm a firm believer in that sincerity and that authenticity. And I'm going to tell you guys, realistically, what Sahas is saying is not that far-fetched. I'm not going to tell you how many children and babies have been in meetings, Zoom meetings with me. So, you know, the new platform is there to make it work, right? And how many TikTok, YouTube videos have families become popular and famous because of the authenticity of what happened in their business meetings on a Zoom call, right? So that's become the new norm. It definitely has. So, Hatha, thank you so much for calling in. You know, I'm going to head out soon because, like I said, accountability happy hours immediately afterwards. My DJ's Cafe members, we meet once a month on Zoom, and I give more good juice and sauce. So, Hatha, so you coming tonight?
Yes, ma'am. Can't wait. Oh. I'm already ready.
Great. Well, Angela, I will see you in a few.
Yes, Michelle.
Talk to you in a few, definitely.
Okay, thank you so much.
You too. So definitely, family, thank you so much for listening in tonight. I'm going to close it out a little bit, but I always like to give you guys end thoughts, right? And I want to summarize a little bit of what we talked about tonight. So Khadija Seven started us off with a power pack. Oh, my gosh, she's a business guru that talks a lot about those little things that we're not looking at that can make us better, and it can make us really look realistically at going into business. As she was saying, her own son even, he decided he wants to do it his way. He's going to become a business owner. And I want to say I finally graduated my first child. I can't say I graduated. She did the work. But she has 2 degrees, her associate's and a bachelor's degree. And she homeschooled all the way through. She never attended school. I think she said maybe spent 6 months in like a preschool. But other than that, we went all the way through that way. And her degree is in psychology, and she's going to work on her master's in social work next. And I said to her, I said, okay, well, you can get a job. Well, go ahead. You know, she said, no. I'm an entrepreneur. This entrepreneur way of living is more comfortable for me. As hard as I want to work will determine the amount of money that I bring in. And she's learned that. So, family, I want to leave a thought with you for the next month. And I want you to think about this. Are your daily routines habits? Are your daily routines habits? Or are your habits productive? So if you're doing something on a daily basis in a routine way, is it a habit? And if it's a habit, is it productive, family? Are you spending time building up that accomplishment pile? Because remember, 2022, we are taking leaps and leveling up. Family, thank you so much for listening in. I can't wait to talk to you guys next month, the third Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Call in 917-889-7806 and come share with me. Share, and I'll have more guests all this year, and we're going to level up in health, mind, body, spirit, and business finance.
Take care, family. Have a good month.